The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome everyone to my podcast, where my only job is to binge it, rate it, and rank it. This is your host, DJ Scorsese, and you're listening to Moviosity. Hope you enjoy. All right, so today I'm going to be ranking my top 10 favorite action movies. I thought about what genre to start off this series with. You know, I bounce back and forth between comedy or drama or action, and it felt right to start off with action. So that's what I'm doing. First off, I'm going to list some honorable mentions. You know, these are some great movies that just weren't quite up to the top 10 standard, but still just awesome movies. So first off, we got Mad Max Fury Road. Came out in 2015, directed by George Miller. Starring Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron. Number two, we got Karate Kid, came out in 1984, directed by John Avildsen. Starring Ralph Macchio and Noriko Morita. You know, Mr. Miyagi, classic movie, great. Third, we got Rocky, came out in 1976, directed by John Avildsen, starring Sylvester Stallone, obviously, and Talia Shire. You know, just all around great movie. And fourth, we got Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark. There's a couple movies in this series that I thought about putting on here, but I just felt like I had to give Raiders of the Lost Ark the credit. Came out in 1981, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Harrison Ford. All right, there we go. So those are the honorable mentions. Now I'm just going to get right into my top 10 action movies. All right, let's go. So number 10, we got Mission Impossible Fallout. Came out in 2018, directed by Christopher McGuire, starring Tom Cruise, Henry Cavill, Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg. It's the sixth movie in this series. You know, I could have put any one of these movies on the list, but I just felt like it's the newest one. It definitely had the best quality, the best special effects. So I felt like I had to give them the nod. And this is the sixth movie in the series, but there's two more coming out in the next 2 years. So definitely really excited for that. And basically the plot of this movie, it starts off with, you know, the syndicate, the main villains in all the movies. There's a offshoot called the Apostles, and they're trying to get their hands on a nuclear weapon. And the whole thing is they're trying to prevent that. You know, pretty basic, but it's cool. And at number 9, we got G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra. This one might be kind of surprising because it's definitely not, you know, a big blockbuster movie, or it's definitely not super well made, or, you know, the acting's not the best, but it's just a classic movie for me. It's a movie that I would watch with my dad when I was a little kid, so it just resonates with me there. It came out in 2009, directed by Steven Sommers, starring Channing Tatum, Sienna Miller, Dennis Quaid. And essentially, this movie just follows Duke and Ripcord, these two buddies from the military that end up in a special unit called G.I. Joes. And for me, like, you know, I watch this movie every time. It's the character Snake Eyes takes the cake for me. He doesn't talk. You never see his face, but he just, I don't know. He steals your heart. He just does. All right. And at number 8, we got Transformers. I went with the first Transformers for this one, even though there's 7 Transformer movies. But I felt like the first one, you know, it started it all off. It's the reason that we have all the other movies. So I just feel like I had to give it to it. It came out in 2007, directed by Michael Bay. You know, the guy's known for just his big, over-the-top, high-budget movies, lots of explosions, lots of crazy special effects. And for a movie that came out in 2007, the effects are just absolutely crazy. It was a great movie, you know, starring Shia LaBeouf, Megan Fox, Josh Duhamel. And essentially this movie starts off, it's just this kid going to buy a car, turns out to be an alien, turns out to be a Transformer, you know. What I find so captivating about this movie is that you really fall in love with these like robots. It's you get so attached to them, and it's interesting. And then at number 7, we have Terminator 2 Judgment Day. And when you look at everyone's list, they always have Terminator 1 above Terminator 2, but I just feel like I had to give the nod to Terminator 2 Judgment Day. It's a classic, you know. Came out in 1991, directed by James Cameron, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton, Robert Patrick. Essentially, this movie starts off, it's a robot coming back from the future to save John Connor, and who will eventually lead the human rebellion against the machines. It's a great concept. It's crazy. It's got time travel. It's got robots. Great movie. And at number 6, we got Avatar. And, you know, it was hard for me to put Avatar this low on the list because, I mean, it's a great movie. It was number 1 grossing movie of all time up until 2021. So, that was just crazy. It came out in 2009, and the special effects, the cinematography, all of it was just absolutely groundbreaking. And that's why it was such a high-grossing movie. I mean, it made more money than any movie in the history of movies. So I just feel like, how could it not be on the list, right? It was directed by James Cameron, starring Sam Worthington and Zoe Saldana. And essentially the plot is it takes place in the year 2151, so way in the future. And by this point in time, all of Earth's natural resources have been depleted. You know, we ran the planet into the ground, so we have to go to other places to get natural resources. And in this case, we're on a moon of a gas giant, essentially. It's called Pandora. And on this planet, there's a metal called unobtainium. And this, it's worth so much money. It's worth traveling across the entire galaxy to get to it. But when we get there, there's you know, life forms there called the Na'vi tribe. And they're these big blue people. And the humans somehow found a way to make avatars, which is where the name of the movie comes from. They make avatars that look just like them, and they can take a person and put them into the avatar body. And that's essentially the main concept. And it follows Jake Sully, who, you know, gets there as a soldier and ends up becoming one of the tribe. And it's a whole long movie, but it's great. And okay. And number 5, we got The Dark Knight. This is, I mean, great movie. It came out in 2008, directed by Christopher Nolan, starring Christian Bale and Heath Ledger. And for me, what makes this movie so good is Heath Ledger's performance as the Joker. I mean, it's really weird to say that, but, you know, I'm watching a superhero movie, and by far the best part of the movie is the supervillain. You know, it's just the most captivating performance. It's perfect through and through. You know, it's got great special effects, super high budget movie. And a lot of people, it's their number one action movie of all time. So, I mean, the accolades speak for themselves. They won an Oscar. And a little bit of a sad story with The Dark Knight is Heath Ledger won Best Performance for playing the Joker, but he actually passed away before he could get the reward. So, you know, little, not fun fact, little sad fact for you. But yeah. All right. Now we're at number 4. We have The Avengers. Came out in 2012, directed by Joss Whedon. This movie is one of my favorite movies of all time. It starts off, well, it kicked off the, in my opinion, one of the greatest movie, cinematic, everything universes of all time. I mean, it's Marvel. They're great. And this is kind of what started it all. This is what brought all of the main characters together. It's, you know, you got Captain America, Hulk, Hawkeye, Black Widow. I mean, all of them. It's so good. And, Tom Hiddleston's performance as Loki was he performed so well. He got his own spin-off TV show after that about a villain. So I thought that was really interesting. But you also had the big names like Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, Chris Evans as Captain America, Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk, Chris Hemsworth as Thor, Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow, Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye, and also you had Samuel L. Jackson as kind of a side character, but I mean, how can you not love Samuel L. Jackson? He's great in everything he does, so it's perfect. And then now we're getting kind of into the top three. So these are the big ones. These are the ones that, you know, really stand out in my mind when I think action movies. I go straight to these three movies. All right. And at number three, we have Gladiator. And to be honest with you, Gladiator, it was really hard to not make this my number one pick. It's so good. It's one of the greatest movies of all time. Came out in 2000. Directed by Ridley Scott, starring Russell Crowe and Joaquin Phoenix. So essentially, this movie starts off, there's this great Roman general named Maximus, and Commodus, the son of the current emperor, murdered his father in order to take the throne, and that kind of just sent the whole thing spiraling. It kicked off this series of events that led to Maximus's wife and child being murdered. He goes from being the most decorated general to he becomes a slave. And the whole movie just follows his journey from this being a slave to working his way back and getting all the way back to Rome. And it's all around, it's just a great story. It's one of the greatest revenge stories of all time. It's perfect. All right. And now we got number two, Top Gun. The original Top Gun, the 1986 version. Because I feel like I could have put Top Gun, the 2022 one, in this spot. But I just feel like what made that 2022 movie so good was the first one. Yeah. Directed by Tony Scott, starring Tom Cruise, obviously, Kelly McGillis, Val Kilmer as Iceman, Anthony Edwards. And essentially, this movie follows the story of Maverick and Goose, these two young, cocky pilots in the Air Force, or the Navy, excuse me. They get selected to go to Top Gun. And Top Gun is this military school where they train the best pilots in the world. And it's essentially a competition to find out who will graduate top of the class. And they come in as nobodies. No one knows who they are. They're just these two kids, and they're just two of the greatest characters you'll ever see in any movies. Maverick and Goose, man, it's classic. And I mean, spoiler alert: the Goose ends up dying in a training exercise towards the end of the movie, and it's one of the biggest twists in movie history, in my opinion. I mean, just you don't see it coming, but I don't know. It just, you can't think of action, not think of Top Gun when you think of action movies. All right. And as my number one spot, we have Avengers Endgame. You know, this, it's just a perfect movie throughout. It's the highest grossing movie of all time. No movie has ever made more money. And it's the finale of one of the greatest cinematic universes ever. It's directed by Anthony and Joe Russo, the brothers, starring Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Jeremy Renner, and essentially it's the climax to all the movies before. The previous movie ends with Thanos snapping and getting rid of half of all life in the universe, and this movie just follows them. They go back in time and they do all kinds of things and they fix their mistakes. And it takes a more serious turn than most of the other Marvel movies do. So I thought that was really interesting. And it ends with, I mean, you know, one of the main characters in all Marvel, you know, sacrificing himself. So I don't know, just a absolutely perfect movie in my opinion. I love it. I'll go back and rewatch it 100 times and never get tired of it. Yeah, well, that's my list. That's my top 10 movies. Hope you enjoyed. Thanks.